Hey! Welcome to the Year Late Podcast, episode number 9.
Yeah.
Number nine? Where did this energy come from?
Number nine?
From the number 9 store.
Number nine?
Bubba's going to keep doing that. I'm going to tell number you about the episode. It's a doozy. I'll tell you that.
It's a doozy.
It's definitely one of the fun ones we've done so far. We're tired. And we're just giggly, so it's always makes it a good time. If you like what you hear, you can find us on the old social media.
Just fake laugh until it becomes a real laugh.
Fake it until you make it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, absolutely.
Cut you off.
No, you're not cutting me off. I don't even live here. Where can they find us on the old social media, Bubba?
You can look us up on Facebook.com/YourLatePodcast. I always say backslash. I've noticed it's actually forward slash.
Oh, is it really?
I think so.
I don't know. Slash.
No wonder they haven't been liking our page, right? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't want nobody to like our page right now because we're at 169 or 369. 169? What more?
I don't even know.
We're at something 69. 69, dudes.
Yeah. And you can find us on Twitter at @your_late.
That's right. The old Twitterverse.
Yeah.
That nobody goes on. Nobody who's normal goes on Twitter because it's not worth it. But no. I know. Just kidding. We love Twitter. Today's episode is sponsored by Twitter.
Tell us everything about you like about Twitter at our email.
yourlatepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
If you notice, we might be taking down the first episode, so we might have to send it to you via email. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll start charging for it.
Yeah, no. $50. that's stupid. we would never do that to you. Just wanted to get that out there. I would never do that to you.
Never.
This was a fun podcast.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something, but I already forgot.
You have any shows coming up?
Oh, yeah, I do. How about you?
I just have one.
I'm thinking
about. And then I throw a ball. I have. I'm playing with Last Call Casualty next Saturday, June 6th, at Tom and Jerry's in Ridley.
June 6th.
On a Saturday. No cover.
Tom and Jerry's. Do it.
Yeah, I girls wearing place. Referee outfits.
Yeah.
Come check it out.
And the foul play is on them. I'm trying to get into the.
They're gonna be pulling out their red cards.
I was gonna make a blowing my whistle joke, but I figured I'd stop. probably a good idea. You can see me too. I just remembered.
Ah.
Wednesday, as always.
Yes.
At the Philly Improv Theater, doing comedy, as they call it.
Yeah.
Improv. Nope, they don't call it.
Comedy.
my group 1816 performs every Wednesday, either at 7:30 or 9. Just show up. That's cool. Friday, I'm at the brewery in the city. Don't know the address, but it's gonna be a great show. And then Sunday, I'll be at the Crazy Sofa.
Yeah.
Media, with a bunch of funny friends. Nick Cupsey and Chris Camuffa put on the events. They're very funny friends from Laughcast
Studios.
I'm plugging away now.
Yeah.
And who else?
I think a couple of us are going to be there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we'll be there.
It's expensive.
I've been there. Food's good.
Yeah?
Great food. But apparently, don't pick fights with the elderly there because they smash bottles over people's heads.
Really?
Apparently, yeah,
that
happened.
Sounds awesome.
I heard that guy that happened a couple months ago, or like a month ago.
That is really cool.
There's like a fight there.
Man, that's a crazy sofa.
That's a crazy sofa.
Yeah, but a lot of good people are on the bill. You've got Rob DeSantis hosting, Rick Cotter, Nick Cupsey, Cricket Lee, myself.
Yeah.
Tommy Hyland, Mike Brooks.
I know all these
it's
people.
It's a plethora of people.
Cornucopia.
Yes, a cornucopia. I looked up. I Wikipedia'd cornucopia, by the way.
Was it a picture of a cornucopia?
Yes. And the cornucopia is just a basket.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No. I didn't know that.
The cornucopia is like the basket and the stuff in the basket.
Oh, okay. So without the basket, it's not a cornucopia, is what you're telling me.
It's just a basket, I guess. I don't. It's a horn.
But I mean, saying without the basket, it would just.
Where did the horn come from?
I don't know. Somebody blew into something.
No, but like, there's no creature like that.
Oh, I'm thinking like I'm thinking like that kind of horn.
Playing tabs.
Yeah. All right.
I did want to give a quick shout out. Either this week we might be revealing some new episode artwork.
Oh yeah.
Artwork, yeah. So that's pretty cool. Hope you like it.
Yeah.
I wanted to give a shout out to a friend of the show, Dan Getz, for helping me position some of the stuff in there. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Dan.
Can I give a couple other
shout-outs
up front?
Whatever you want to do.
And if you can think of any you have, too, let me know. I wanted to give a shout-out to the guys from Rambo Delco Radio.
Oh, okay,
They've been sharing our page, liking our stuff, and listening to the episodes, which is very awesome.
You should
check them out.
Thanks, guys.
And, my buddy Mike Poole, who's a fellow comedian.
Yeah, Mike.
He likes it. Pat Graves. A bunch of people have been sharing and supporting, and we love you guys for doing it. So, thank you. Keep up the support. If you haven't already, like us on iTunes. Rate us. Give us 5 stars or give us 1 star. Just rate us, you know?
Yeah.
Write a nice little review about us.
And subscribe.
Subscribe. That's the important part.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I'm done. Do you have anybody you want to shout out?
Just my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, he's good. Thanks for sharing that last week, Jesus.
Enjoy. 'Told me, he said something that kind of rung true. We were talking about like all the bullshit and social media, and I was just like, yeah, I pretty much just use it for entertainment purposes. I don't actually use it for anything. And he's like, it's kind of something his uncle told him or something when he was a kid, and like stuck with him. He's like, 5% of the people, you're gonna meet a million people in your life. Like 5% of those people are going to be in your life. The other 95% are just for entertainment. It's kind of like a nice sentiment about like not taking it too seriously. Like, oh yeah,
that is a nice sentiment.
Yeah,
sentiment. That's very nice.
Santander.
This episode is brought to you by Santander.
Santander.
No, I know. I know. Trust me. I stole from them. I was reading a bunch of stuff this week on like how to be a good podcast. Because that's what I do. When I start liking something, I'm just like...
Research the hell out of it.
Yeah, it's like, everything said, plan it out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, we don't do any of that.
But yeah, it works.
Yeah, for right now.
Who needs a plan?
No, nobody needs planning. I don't know.
Planning's for suckers.
You know what? I have this thing we're recording.
Yeah.
But it's counting the measures. So we're in the 167th measure right now. Oh, we're 5 minutes deep already.
Wow.
Into that puss.
Tempest fugit.
Into that puss. Sorry.
Balls deep in that bitch.
Oh, but last night, Lansdowne Theater, dude.
It was
cool.
I saw the billboard. That's great.
Yeah.
was it the only one we hope or something?
Yeah, it was like so-and-so. Chris Flounders was the headliner. He was this high school, he wasn't a high school kid. He's young, though. And he, like, put on the show. So it said, one night only, .. we hope.
That's great.
And, I thought that was great. And then my name was on the thing, too, underneath. I was asked yesterday morning to be on the show.
All right.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then my name's on a sign. I was like, what? Already?
Yes.
Pretty cool. And
nice place?
Yeah. No. It's falling apart. They're in the middle of restoring it.
Okay.
So they had like a bunch of relatives and friends, and there was over 100 something people there. It was
nice.
Like, yeah. And all the money went towards...
lizards fighting cancer?
Lizards, yeah.
Or fighting AIDS?
So that was cool, and then everybody really liked the show. I did well, which is good. And then I went to Helium afterwards for a comedy and burlesque show.
Oh, ooh. Was it a comedy with tassels?
Yeah. Oh, it got weird because, like, I've never been to a burlesque show.
Neither have I.
But apparently they want you to, like, hoot and holler, like when the girls...
Like Fox Whistle, or what Fox calls
her. Yeah, exactly. Like, when they're taking off their clothes, they want you to be like, ow! 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 Like, you know what I mean? Like, And last night,
like the wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I work in cartoons. Yeah, my head works in cartoons.
And everybody was just like creepy silent. So they're just like,
ooh,
staring.
Zip.
And they're like taking off their stuff, their corsets, and everyone, the crowd's just like.
It's like mouth breathing.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man.
You're a bunch of done, and they walk out of the theater.
At one point, the host was like, guys, you know, you they really like it when you...
support them.
Yeah.
Not just creepily stare.
Yep.
Oh, the things I would eat out of her butthole. That's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
When did they start doing burlesque there?
I think this is their third or fourth one they've done.
Oh, okay.
And that was my first one. And
were you in it?
Yeah.
So where does the comedy come in?
The host comes out, does like 10 minutes, and he brings on the first comic. Then he brings out the first burlesque
dancer. Oh, okay.
And then I was the second comic, and then there was another comic, and then another burlesque dancer. There's about 5 burlesque dancers and 5 comedians.
Oh, like those numbers.
Yeah.
So then there was an orgy afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. No, but they did get some good pizza. it was pretty cool, though. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
A little.
I'm sure.
I like that one. The one move you did where you were like, hey. I don't know.
Well, Philly's Funniest is coming up, right?
Yes. Start?
Yeah.
Yes. It's my night is June 16th.
Oh.
Which is a Tuesday at 7 p.m. It's going to be awesome because so many good comedians. I have a nice night. Some funny, really funny people are on.
You with the people you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be fun. And then the next night, I'm going to the Pixies.
Oh,
Robert Plant.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Lucky. Yeah.
You know what sucks? I could have gone to that now. We're not leaving for Firefly until like 11.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I can kick Chip Chantry out. I can't even say his name. I can kick Chip Chantry out.
Let me get back to you on that before we make any fancy move. No.
I'll text him right now. This is so... Do you hear this?
Yeah. So you're gripping it too hard. It's going to be soft and gentle. Stroke it. Love
and
it.
I do it all the time, and I can't stand it. Either just hold it tight the whole time.
Right. I just limp loosely hold it at the bottom, at the base of the shaft.
So,
now, in this corner.
Yeah. I'm holding it above the thing, my face.
Dangling it.
The thing caught my face. It's, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm so out of it.
No, right so now. Am I. I'm pretty tired.
I didn't get
I'm
home.
Still messed up from my trip. Like, I'm all... Like, my head's all thrown off.
At different time zones?
Well, no, it's actually the same time zone. It's just traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah, because coming back, we had two layovers. We left here at 9? I don't even remember. Early. And then we didn't get to Indianapolis until 8 at night because we had, like, a 4-hour layover. And then coming back, we didn't get home until, like, midnight.
Holy
yeah.
cow.
Met Josh Harris from The Deadliest Catch, though. That's a nice name drop.
Really?
Yeah. Captain Josh Harris.
Don't know who that is.
You ever watch it?
No, I never watched Deadliest Catch.
Well, his dad was a big captain on there. Captain Phil. And then when he died, I kind of stopped watching it. He died of cancer or whatever.
Oh.
But he took over. It was funny. He walked in, and I picked him out, like, immediately. And then we're, like, sitting there, like, oh, man, do you think, should we get him a shot or something? And He clearly knew what we were talking about. He just looks over, points to my uncle. My uncle just goes, me? Him? Me? Him? You mean him?
Like the night at the Roxbury.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then my cousin just, can we get a picture? Hell yeah, come on over. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was a really nice guy. And actually, did you ever hear of Cosmos? Cosmos Pizza, I guess? I don't know. It's a place in Philly somewhere?
No.
Well, he goes, do you know Cosmos? And we're like, we're thinking the drink. We're like, yeah. He's like, we met Cosmo. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. What
the fuck is this guy talking
like,
about?
And he starts telling us a story about how he ate there and then, like, had, like, a terrible...
I think you've had too much high tide there, Josh.
Bennett. He said, like, yeah. he was just, like, telling us a story about how he had, like, a terrible bowel movement after eating there and, like, ruined his chances with some girl afterward. It's like, oh. Well, that's great, man. Yeah, I love that place. What? Did you ever do that? It's like, you just like don't you have no idea what someone's talking about and just.
You just come. I'm doing it right now. Along.
Yeah. 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 Right. I've been doing it for the last
Josh
3 weeks.
Harris.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh Harris.
Yeah, I know Josh.
Yeah. Met him. Nice guy.
Yeah. Cool no. dude. Down
yeah.
to earth.
Yeah.
Republican, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool though. For all you Deadliest Catch fans out there.
Is it still the show?
Yeah.
Is it?
I was watching it yesterday actually, but just because it was like now I'm gonna be a huge Deadliest yeah. Catch fan because of this guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was nice.
I don't watch like any TV anymore.
No. Yeah. No. My life is pretty much Netflix.
Yeah. No, I mean I don't even watch Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I want to. I don't know.
I have so much in my queue that I don't watch.
Oh, I know, dude. I'm like a queue hoarder.
It's all like kung fu movies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like subtitles.
You gonna go.
Yeah, you can't do the overdubbing.
Yeah, no, it doesn't
really translate.
I'm trying. Like I'm trying. Do you guys get it? You guys.
You killed my father.
Yeah. I can't believe I just tried to overdub on a podcast. Oh my God.
Went over
very
well.
What is wrong with me?
I'll move my lips and then you talk.
Oh, there
ready?
We go.
Ready, go.
Hello. My name. It's guys, it's funny because it's really we're really doing it. it's
oh, that's great.
Do you pick things out of the trash?
Just like for fun?
Yeah, I mean like okay, so I was walking Bud
what
the other day.
Yeah, what kind of things are we talking about here?
Everything. But the other day I was walking Bud and I got a thing for our house.
Oh.
From the trash of another place.
What was it? Do you want to?
It was in your garage. No, no.
Yeah, I know, right? I broke into this guy's house and took his trash.
Yeah.
Off the wall.
I just went in and just took the trash.
This guy was just throwing his TV out. It was sitting in his living room.
Yeah. No, this they had a, they were throwing out like a perfectly nice like hose thing wrapper.
Oh, real? Okay.
Yeah, wrapper-upper, I believe is the
yeah,
professional term.
Yeah.
But it was like perfect. The hose was still on it. They were just throwing it away.
Huh.
I was like, I'm taking
it. Yeah, that's fine. I thought you were talking about like picking through like trash bags stuff.
No, I've never done that.
No, I know what you're talking
but
about.
But I have gone dumpster diving before.
What, just like for like the same kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know Alex, I went with his dad.
Yeah.
God, like 11 years ago, we went.
Really?
We were down the beach together, and me and his dad drove around. It was like bulk pickup night in Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
And we just grabbed like everything. Dressers,
yeah.
Exercise equipment.
Yeah, why not?
It was awesome. It was like one of the funnest nights.
When guys make a good living doing that. Driving, well, not a good living, but they make some extra cash.
Yeah.
doing that.
Good living.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I was like, I don't know where I was going.
On the cover of Forbes is a dude with an F-150.
I'm a scrapper.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I see some of the guys in the city, like, they go around Penn and they'll get any metal, any and all metal they find.
Yeah.
I saw these two guys try to get, like a 10-foot cast iron radiator out of a dumpster, like the bottom of a dumpster. I was like,
oh
good
God.
Luck, fellas.
That stuff is heavy.
Yeah, you ain't lifting that up.
Yeah.
You ain't lifting that up.
You ain't lifting that up, see, because it's a radiator.
Partner.
It's
a radiator.
It's a... let's just do the rest of the show with that accent.
Yeah! I tell you what, son. You stoned as rock on Sunday. Sorry.
Is that a real saying?
Nah, my buddy used to say that when we smoked pot.
Oh. In that accent?
Yeah, he said every other day, he's like, you stoned as a turkey on Tuesday. But unless it was Sunday, then he'd say, you stoned as a rock on Sunday. Yeah.
That's awesome.
His parents were from Lower Delaware.
Slower Delaware.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm moving this. I'm getting on the floor.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
I'm descending.
Okay. You feeling all right?
Yeah, I feel good, I think.
Is it the chair? It doesn't breathe well?
I don't know what it is.
Do you want to sit here?
No.
You can sit right next to each other.
No, I hold think hands this is cool.
All right.
I guess. Now I want that water bottle. Hold on. Sorry for all the commotion.
Boom boom doo boop 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 did 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 did. That's a rad music.
That was amazing.
Oh, this and we're back.
There we go.
Oh.
Oh my
and
god.
And we're shut down forever.
Can you see us on the thing? Can you say something?
Yeah, we're good.
I can see you. Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
That was exciting.
We're double as stunt guys.
I am like a lazy ninja right now.
Why?
Because I just want to sleep, man.
No, I hear you.
It's
Sunday.
Like
nobody has to do anything Sunday.
Michelle's like, 10 o'clock. Michelle's like, get up. I'm like,
why?
I wasn't like home till like close to 4.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I just want to get.
I don't blame you. I didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock because my dumb ass, I got home from the bar last night and I was like, who's open now? I ordered a pizza on Grubhub, and they didn't get there till like 3 o'clock on the dot. It took like an hour.
God.
And I'm like on the couch, like, keeping my eyes open, like, who that?
I want pizza.
What? Food.
Where'd you order from?
Mamma Mia. Not very good. Don't recommend. That's my Yelp review.
When did you do Imperial?
They weren't on Grubhub. I'd rather take the long process of doing it digitally.
What's
than talking to somebody.
Oh, okay. That's what
it's
it
for
is.
People who don't want to socialize.
Yeah.
That's me.
You leave the pizza in the mailbox.
Yeah. I don't want to talk to you. Just leave it on the steps. You don't have to sign for
like
anything.
That scene in Home Alone.
Yeah. Howdy do.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
This is Kevin McCallum, the father.
Yeah, yeah.
Credit card, you got it.
Alone in New York. I don't even know. I'm sorry. It's like I'm drunk with.
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Actually, according to my Fitbit, yeah, I got one. It's only.
I was looking for it.
I know. I'm not wearing it right now. It's charging.
It's on your ankle.
It's on my dick. No. It's my new cock ring. Yeah.
Wow, your dick has walked 10,000 steps today. Amazing. The daily minimum.
But according to that, I only got 4 hours of sleep last night. Because it measures when you're restless and when you're awake.
Yeah.
And it subtracts that from your actual good sleep.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of depressing. Like, oh, wow, I don't sleep well at all.
Yeah, I don't. I know I don't sleep well at all. I know. My grandmom is coming over after this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. What are you guys doing?
Playing Monopoly. Yeah. No, I want to go to sleep.
You gonna kick her ass in NHL?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Start around, Grandma.
Yeah. Grandma, you can't be the Capitals again.
You can't be the Eastern All-Stars.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
I'm sorry for being so apologetic.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Hashtag I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're
Yeah, I just, it's the, thought I was going to be more awake than this.
Yeah, late nights do that.
I'm having trouble, I don't know why, instead of just being in the conversation,
yeah,
I'm like trying to think of the next thing to talk about.
Right.
Which ultimately
makes it worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on.
Yep. I've dealt a lot with that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, with like the whole, with anxiety, it's like anxiety. The more you try to not focus on it, like the worse it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's horrible.
You're telling me this and I'm just
actually, you know
face.
What? It's funny you brought this up because I feel like, the hotel we were staying in Indy,
mm-hmm.
I've been dreading it for months because it's a 20-story hotel.
Yeah.
And all the floors are like balconies and they overlook like the central like courtyard, for lack of a better term, when you walk in.
Yeah.
And the railings aren't very high. So I've been like thinking about this for the last 4 months because I remembered it from last year. I'm like, oh shit, my OCD's gonna flip out and like,
yeah.
Like I've been dreading it. And honestly, after the whole weekend, just dealing with it every day, because we were up on the 15th floor, it's like, great, my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
After dealing with it every day, it's like I came back and now I feel like I'm like 90% cured.
It was just Indianapolis.
It was just like, well, it was like constant exposure therapy. Because
yeah.
I'm drunk as fuck. And I'm walking on the 15th floor of this railing that I could easily jump over if I wanted to. Like it's, I'm just saying it's not,
yeah.
It doesn't seem very secure. And it's just like, I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. And even at one point, I'm just like leaning over the railing, just like, all right, this is what I have to do right now. And I'm just staring at the ground.
Dude, that's always the worst when they have it open like that.
I know. I hate it.
It freaks me out.
But I used to look at it and be like, oh, that sucks. And I'd just forget about it. But like this whole weekend, I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Eventually went away. But
there was a hotel in Atlanta where my friend was staying. And the elevator was in the middle of the hotel.
Yeah.
And the rest of the hotel was just around the, it was like the outline of the building.
Right.
So it was kind of like the Death Star where you had to like walk on a beam to get to the elevator.
Yeah.
And it was just like, every time I'm like, oh my God, let's go.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It wasn't like a
beam. It's like a platform through the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were thin platforms. Like they could just fit a luggage cart.
Really? Oh, wow. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
that's a little unsettling. Like, and I'm not really like flying and stuff, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like heights don't really bug me, but it's just with all this stuff recently, it's just like I hype it up in my head.
Yeah.
Well, hyped it up in my head more so. I guess.
Question.
Yeah.
The hotel in Indianapolis. You were there for the Indy 500.
Yes.
The hotel. Were all the beds race car beds?
I wish. That would have been awesome.
They should consider that.
I'm sure that might have been an option. They did have a free breakfast and free happy hour every day.
That's cool. A free happy hour.
It was wonderful. 5:30 to 7:30.
Now they're out of business after you guys left.
Yeah, I know, right? No, it's awesome.
Did you hear Jeremy, you know who Jeremy Renner is?
Yeah.
Did you hear he crashed somebody's wedding?
Really?
Like a week ago?
No.
He just like was staying at a hotel for something and he like went down and just assumed it was open bar because he's Jeremy Renner.
Right.
But it was it was a wedding reception and he just walked in.
That's amazing.
And then the bride and groom went up to him like, hey, oh my God, thanks for being here. can we get a picture with you? And he said no.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I heard he was actually a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, that's what I you know what? I read it on Gawker, so it's like the worst.
Oh yeah. So they spun it completely.
Yeah.
He told some little baby to fuck himself.
Yeah. That's exactly. Somebody at Gawker was like rejected by Jeremy Renner one time.
Yeah.
They made it their life's mission to destroy him.
Did you see that video or that song he did on Jimmy Fallon?
No.
Yeah, he's playing the piano and he does like a parody of Ed Sheeran's song.
Stay with me.
No, that's Sam's.
You had to think about it for a second.
I know I did.
it's already disappearing.
Baby, I will be there. That song, whatever. He does that, but like about Hawkeye. And why Hawkeye is a good Avenger.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
I never, you know, I was never really a big Jeremy Renner fan. And then, I just accepted him.
You're all right.
I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. You're cool.
I actually write for Gawker, so, yeah. I made that story up. That I was just telling you.
Pretty good. It worked.
Thank you.
Got it out there.
Yeah, it got a nice circulation.
Jinx, yummy Coke.
I don't drink soda.
Me either.
No?
No.
I haven't drank soda in 5 years.
Really?
And I'm still this fat. You know why? It's because I stopped drinking soda and I started drinking diet iced tea.
That stuff's worse for you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah.
It's like, just syrup.
Yeah. Well, just diet stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, all that aspartame and stuff is just not healthy.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
It's like the fake sugar, artificial sweetener.
Well, I mean, I know what it is now, but...
Oh.
Just because I've heard a bunch of skinny people talking about it.
I pretty much only drink water anymore.
You know what I've been drinking a lot? Sparkling water.
Oh. I noticed the Perrier there.
Yes, I fucking love it. I got hooked like a couple weeks ago, and it's been awesome. It tastes so good, and... It tricks me into thinking I'm tasting something with flavor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, I can't drink water with, like, food.
No.
I never grew up doing that.
Yeah.
Some people do.
I do. I kind of forced myself to start doing it like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And eventually I got used to it. Yeah. I drink like 4 liters of water a day.
I need flavor.
No, I know what you mean. It was tough. It was tough at first. I hated it.
Dude, I don't even care for iced tea anymore.
No. Yeah, I get it once in a blue moon.
No, I mean, that's all I drink, but I don't like.
Don't like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets old.
Water.
Yeah. Water is,
Well, yeah, water's good, but
is the essence that gives life. What's that?
Oh, wow, look at you.
Yeah.
Mahatma Gandhi.
I almost did a very racist impression.
A Regis impression?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna starve myself for months.
Gandhi. It's just like the perfect. I tried to do a Russian accent in my set last night twice. It didn't work.
What did you say, vodka?
I was trying to do an impression. It was awful. It's
placebo.
Yeah. What was that?
I'm pretty sure that's thank you. Something like that. And then do svidaniya. It's bye. Goodbye.
That's a lot to say goodbye to somebody. Do svidaniya. Flavor in your ear.
Probably means I'm going to murder you.
Yeah.
It's crazy Russians. That's how they say bye to people.
I'm a dumb American. That's
yeah.
Would you ever want to travel the world if you can't speak the language? Like, does that bother you at all?
No. Well, by yourself?
Yeah, with yourself or with, like, your significant other. If, you know, would you be upset? I'm sorry, the dog barking distracted me. But would you, would it bother you not knowing the language? I think it would really bother me.
I mean, eventually, I think you'd start to catch on. Well, I mean, unless you keep traveling, yeah.
Yeah, you're always
traveling. It wouldn't bother me. Find some, like.
Say you're spending 2 weeks of your life for a year in, hold on, that's like 26 places. That's not enough. Say 2 years.
2 years traveling.
From you leave tomorrow, it's just you and your significant other on the road abroad.
Yeah. Well, you could go to England, Ireland, Scotland, Australia, Wales, all the English-speaking countries.
See, I would spread them out.
No, I know, I'm just kidding.
So that you're like, oh, you guys speak it.
Yeah, thank God. Well, you know what? I wouldn't be, it's probably, like, conceited to think that, but I imagine most urban areas in other countries, English is pretty prominent.
God, I'm so conceited.
I know. God, I'm so conceited.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, in Paris?
Yeah, they love Americans.
That just steal your stuff? No, seriously.
Yeah, the gypsies, yeah.
Let's take a picture. And you're like, all right. And then next thing you know, you have a rat in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's what
it's their calling card.
They just put rats in people's pockets. They don't even take anything. They just put a rat in your pocket. Stupid America.
They put it in your underpants.
I would love to see the world. But
if I was by myself, it would bother me. If I'm with somebody.
I'm always by myself.
All by myself.
And I'll tell you one thing.
Do wanna be.
When you're by yourself all the time, myself. It's lonely.
I believe that you.
Could I say more
future.
Of a stupid statement? Yeah. When you're by yourself, it's lonely.
And you're all alone.
It's. You're by yourself.
Sorry.
I can't. Don't you do that to me, you son of a bitch.
We get everybody to do a yawn at home again. Ready? And yawn.
Nobody ever got back. Do people, is it just me that, like, forgets how to yawn every now and then?
Megan yawned when we said it on, when we talked about it. She's like,
gonna,
she's like, it made me, yeah, yeah.
I thought maybe. Nope. Stop.
All right. Strike
my
that.
My brain was like, reverse it. Idea. It was an idea, you know.
Well, now you have to tell us.
There's a guitar. There's you. We can get you to play us a song. Trying to fill time.
Yeah.
I'll be back in 20 minutes. I'm going to Wawa again. You know what the problem was? Is I got this fucking drink from Wawa. Every time I go to Wawa, God, this is such a white person problem. They don't, like, some of them, they're just like, yep, not we're not having cappuccino today.
Yeah, yeah.
So the espresso drink that I almost said an Asian slur. I was like, the espresso drink that I usually
espresso
get
ching.
Is chocolate cheesecake fart castle. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm getting that. And that's why this is hitting me 10 times as hard.
Yeah, right. Well, dude, those things put me out. Those drinks.
Like,
yeah.
Puts you to sleep?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I mean, look at me. I'm on the floor. I'm on the floor.
It's like they put so much cream and stuff in them, it just makes me like.
Yeah. I'm like fading. I'm
then
like.
Then again, I ordered a pizza at 3 o'clock in the morning last night.
I've been there, man.
I know. I just. I regretted it like immediately after you got they said it was delivered. I'm like, oh no, I'm not gonna eat this. Well, if I don't eat these cheese fries, they're just gonna go in the trash. Better eat all of them.
Exactly. I paid for it.
Yeah.
I've eaten more things with the excuse of I've paid for it.
Yeah. I do too. Like none of this animal goes to waste.
Yes. Are cheese fries animals?
No, it's. It's from Ace Ventura. Eat up, fellas. None of this animal goes to waste. I don't know why I do that. I say part of a quote, and then I have to go backwards and then do the entire thing. just to, for completion's sake.
That's like, have a couple laughs. I can't do it. I'm bad at quoting movies. I was going to do the Die Hard quote when he's in the air vent.
We'll come out to the coast. We'll have a couple laughs.
Yeah, yeah. But we all know the quote right before that. Nobody ever says it. So, I'm into child porn. Everybody overlooks that. Nobody wants to say that.
Like, Bruce gets a pass on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, he's the boss.
Yeah. What?
He's the boss.
He's Tony Danza?
No. No, not who's the boss. He's the boss.
Who was the boss?
No, but seriously. Email us. That's our poker tell for anybody listening. No, never mind. I'm not going to tell you that.
They already know.
Yep.
Even yeah. Tell us about it.
You can tell us all about it. What's, you see how I'm starting to lean?
He's tired.
Like, I'm going down.
Yeah.
Like, you see my... I'm like a setting sun. That's what it's going.
Now, the end is near. Jake's mouthing. We're doing the overdubs again. Yes. Brandon.
This overdub bit is killing. And nobody can see it. We're going to keep this one short.
Yeah.
Trying to think of don't think, just talk.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all.
Just react.
Yeah. Instead, I'm like, oh, scanning my brain. That's my brain's dial tone. You just got that.
I wanted to simmer for a second.
So the Lansdowne Theater where I was at last night. I say that like I was. You know, the Lansdowne Theater.
Lansdowne, right? That's a town. And I was at their theater.
Well, that's where they shot the beginning, or that scene from Silver Linings Playbook, right up front there.
Which one?
Where the dude has a meltdown and the cop comes and he's like, hey. And the girl's like, it's my fault. And then she's like, hey, you suck people's dicks. And she's
oh,
like,
yeah. Damn, they said that?
Yeah.
You suck dick.
You suck dick lighting. Oh, no, this is not me. Lansdowne Theater.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. There was a bat flying around.
Oh.
The whole time.
Do you talk like this?
Yeah. It was awkward when he went to the valet afterwards.
Where are the other drugs going?
What's funny is because we'll go to record the intro and I'm like, hey! Yeah. Ha, maybe I should just stand up.
Do some jumping jacks?
Oh, dude. I remember the first time I watched, yes, I do, actually.
That was a very sneeze face.
I was a sneeze face, and I was pushing through it for the listeners. The first time I saw Dick Van Dyke,
uh-huh.
First episode, he, like, gets out of bed. He's like, good morning, Mary Tyler Moore. And then he does, like, 10 jumping jacks next to his bed.
Does he really?
And then he does 10 push-ups. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Dick Van Dyke was ripped.
Yeah. Nobody does that. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Watch like the first couple of episodes. Every episode starts with him like, at one point he's getting out of bed and then he does jumping jacks and push-ups. And I'm like, am I making you tired?
No. I started leaning too on the couch. Now yeah. I'm like,
We're gonna eventually meet in the middle. Like we're on one of those goose swan lakes.
The Lady and the Tramp spaghetti.
Yeah. With the mic cable. We got the peacocks staring at us.
Ebony.
This room is nuts.
And ivory.
That's more of like a royal blue.
That's true. Was it cerulean blue and ivory?
That's better.
Eventually, our next episode is just going to be us napping.
Just everything. Hear our REM cycle.
Get off. I actually had a weird dream last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I dreamt that I was in a band, and I got kicked out in between after the first set because my crowd banter wasn't good enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then I started smoking cigarettes again.
Don't do that.
Yeah. No, but it felt great.
That's so crazy. I had a dream last night, too.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
I did. I swear to God.
I believe it. No, it's like silly. You said that like you never had a dream before. Like, oh, I had a dream.
I don't even want to tell you. It's kind of upsetting that this was my dream.
Oh.
But I was at Wawa, and I was eating a hoagie, and I didn't finish the hoagie. There was, like, still... So that's how you know it was a dream. There was something left. But I left like almost like the size of a junior sandwich left. And I was about to throw it away. But my friend Billy, who originally hails from London.
You sound like you're from London.
Yes. He was there and he's like, oh, I'll finish the rest of it. And I'll finish the rest of it, mate. And then he ate it.
You what?
Yeah, and then he ate it. And that's because on Tuesday, or Thursday, when I did that show, I picked him up, and he did the show with me in Doylestown.
Oh, okay.
And I took him to the Wawa for the first time, and
Ooh.
He got a quesadilla.
How did he react?
He was like, oh, it's okay. And then I was like, all right, and I got like this pork sandwich. I only ate a little bit of it. I was like, I'm going to throw this out unless you want it. And then he ate.
Oh,
the rest
so you
of
just you dreamt about something that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But it was like a new situation where it was happening.
Right, right.
And in my head, I was kind of pissed at him. I was like, why does he keep eating the rest of my sandwiches?
You what, mate?
So because I'm happy, I'm unambitious. And because I'm tired, I'm also really unambitious. See, I need to be sad in order for this.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's not true.
Here, bring up some bad memories for me.
That's a terrible thing to say.
But yeah, so there was a bin, and I was just like, ah. That's all it was.
I feel like we just smoked a lot of pot.
Yeah, this is why I don't smoke pot, because if this is what I'm like...
Maybe we should smoke before the next episode.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you played that time? That was fun.
I just want to go eat a carrot in my stable.
Yeah, it's going to say like a horse. Have somebody feed it to you from their mouth, like in Animal House?
We don't have any, like, healthy food in the house.
Me either. I don't need healthy food.
I don't, and if we did, I wouldn't eat it. Actually, I think there's grapes in the fridge. Oh. I'm not going to touch them. The grapes. I don't want grapes.
I don't need that shit.
Yeah. I have Cool Ranch Doritos downstairs. Why would I want grapes?
Grapes are delicious.
They actually really are.
They're lovely.
You know what I should get? Because everybody talks about the sound. I shouldn't fucking bring that up on the microphone.
Ah!
I should just...
You know what he should get?
A sports car.
Convertible.
Hold on, I'm grabbing this other bottle of water real quick. All
right.
Just to hang on, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
The viewers at home.
And we're back.
Did you see that monster gulp?
No.
That was a pretty good gulp.
You heard?
Yeah.
Seemed like you choked on it.
I'm a man now. I feel so full of... You want some water?
No, thank you.
It's from Wednesday. It's the truth.
That's just the way you said that. That was so funny. I
think it's going to go bad. I feel like I need to... Hold on. You want to play a game?
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay, yeah, I'll play a game.
All right. This is a real game we're going to play. You see how excited I am? Because I've got a loaded gun. And when I do this, you're going to be like, oh, my God. All right. Right next to me is my bag from work.
Okay.
We're going to play a game called What's in Jake's Bag?
Oh, no.
All right. I'll give you five guesses.
Five.
And all of them count.
Okay. It could be anything?
Yeah.
A flashlight.
Okay.
A copybook.
A copybook, yeah.
So that's in there?
Maybe.
Hmm.
A flash bag, a copybook.
A flash bag. like robbing a bank?
Oh, my God. A flashlight, a copybook. What's a flash bag?
One of the books from your bookshelf.
One of the books from my bookshelf.
A roll of toilet paper.
That's a good idea.
Just never know. And a packet of pens.
A packet of pens, a roll of toilet paper, a book from my bookshelf, a copy book.
And a flash bang.
A flash bag. Or a flash, you know, flashlight. Here we go. All
right.
When I open this up, it's heavy, too.
Do you know what's in your bag?
I know one thing that's in my bag, so there's nothing in this top pocket. Here we go. Two legal pads.
All right. They count as copybooks?
Yeah, they count. All right. They also fall in line with the joke book that I bring with me almost everywhere, except for just work, apparently, because I had five shows and didn't bring them.
Yeah.
A folder.
Oh.
A folder with procedures from my job that I've never read.
Let's delve into them.
Yeah. Sexual harassment.
Yeah. Why you shouldn't do it.
My time sheet.
Wow.
Because that's how we do things. I have napkins.
I was
$1 bill. Oh!
See, it's a good thing we found it.
Okay, that's good.
Napkins right. Kind of count as toilet paper. That's two for me.
All right, two for you. All right, here we go. All right, now this is where it gets crazy.
Is that a hockey puck?
No, it's hair wax.
Uh-huh. For your fancy do?
For my fancy do. My Aunt Peg haircut.
You start growing out a mustache and twisting the ends up.
Ready? I have a pen, so I guess you're three.
All right.
I have a plastic knife. I have a bag of almonds.
Mm.
Ready?
Yum.
This is like a police search. I have another bag of almost completed almonds and a wet nap. Oh, and another wet nap.
That falls under toilet paper.
Another bag of almonds.
Oh, my God.
This is going to get comical.
Couldn't all these almonds fit into one bag?
Yes. Hold on. Two pens, a bunch of more knives, and another wet nap. I'm really dragging this out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A fork, because I know it's going to get good. That's why. More napkins, more pens. I sneeze a lot.
Ah, I see.
I have more. A piece of a charger for my iPhone. Oh, my realtor's card.
Ah.
A knife. And
you want to give her a plug?
Should I? I don't.
Hmm.
Maybe not this episode. Two more pens. All right.
All right.
You're like, okay, this is getting good.
Yeah. Anticipation is killing me.
This is where it's going to get good.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. One more bag of almonds. Oh. The big bag.
The bag where all the little bags came from?
Yes. Another wet nap. Another pen. Okay, let's get to it. We're in the nitty-gritty now. I'm using this as an excuse to clean my bag. Another wet nap. Another pen. A penny. Okay. That's it for the bag. Now let's open up this Wawa bag.
And that's
now,
it.
Ready?
All right. Dun, 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 dun. More almonds. Oh. Oh, that's hilarious.
I should have saved the almonds for last.
So many almonds. Oh, that's so funny.
Cheese stick. For the almonds.
For the, yeah, right, right, naturally. That's great. And a banana. I was going to say a banana.
Were you really?
I was thinking a banana.
I think it's good.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. As long as it's not like dark brown, you're set, I think.
So that's what was in my bag.
That was amazing. It's like you took one big bag of almonds and then separated them into six smaller bags.
Like I'm a dealer. An almond dealer.
Yo, you need almonds?
I got two for 20.
I got the best almonds, dude.
Blue diamond almonds. Very good.
I got that blue diamond shit, man.
Can you believe that?
That's amazing.
There's five bags of almonds right there.
And then the bag they came from.
Yeah. And then a bunch of knives. Plastic knives.
It's for dicing up the almonds before you snort them.
Yeah. And then the wet naps, you know, for...
When you get a bloody nose from snorting almonds.
Yes. Everything has a purpose. Yeah. The pen, so that I can snort
That's
the almonds.
That's where you're snorting the almonds in.
This
yeah,
is
yeah.
a whole operation.
Yeah.
I can get arrested.
Yeah, this is distribution right here.
That was an exciting
that was
adventure.
Worth
my
it.
Bag. I hope it was worth it for the people listening. They're like, all right, we get it. He's got almonds.
What's that like? When you repeat things over and over again, they're funny, and then they stop being funny, and then they start being funny again.
Yeah. It's about like the third bag of almonds. It was like, all right,
yeah,
almonds. That's great. Then I pull out the bag that they all came from.
Yeah.
Then I open up the last bag.
Perfect.
I had to explain it.
Yep.
Didn't I?
That's all right. I did too.
And I have a dollar.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the dollar.
Hey, 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 hey.
That's change to break for somebody who buys the almonds.
Yeah. Well, that's what you snorted in a pinch.
That was an exciting game.
I have to bring my bag over next time.
Yeah. What do you got in your bag?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. Tune in next time. Maybe you'll be on time next time.